This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich, in over the last couple of years, USA Prepares has challenged the 2020 election. And as a result, USA Prepares has been penalized by YouTube. And we challenged the elite's view on COVID. And we said it was man-made. It was a bioweapon. And we got penalized by YouTube. Ultimately, we've been thrown off YouTube. It's very clear to me that we're living under a corporatism and fascism regime. That's where corporations and governments work together with centralized power, a dictatorship, if you will, and they employ the techniques of violent suppression of free speech, and free movement. Those are my comments about what you said. That is what's clear to me. Those things.
And I am back. I had a go-to emergency out there. I'm out of breath.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know if you heard what I said, but I believe. Oh, is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just out of breath. I'm just trying to make sure these babies survive, and it's just a lot of work, but that's okay. So
it's love, too.
Yes. Yes. So
what I said, Rich, in a nutshell, what I said was that what we said at USA Prepares about the 2020 election has gotten us penalized by YouTube. What we said about COVID, we challenged the elite's view of COVID. We said it was man-made, it was a bioweapon, it was genocide. We were penalized by YouTube. And then it's clear to me that we're living under a corporatism plus fascism regime. That's where corporations and government work together with centralized dictatorship to suppress free speech and movement using violence to suppress free speech.
Well, you're absolutely right. Anybody worth their salt has been penalized on YouTube. Everybody. Because YouTube is about propaganda and not truth. And this is why we have to have these conversations that are uncomfortable. Truth and objective facts have to be in the front of every conversation. Because we're allowing too many people, like you've heard me say a gazillion times, protect their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, and their ego and pride is so strong that they're afraid to admit that they were wrong. And you throw in cognitive dissonance, you throw in Stockholm syndrome, you throw in mass formation psychosis. There's all these areas that are keeping people from synergy, and this is why our freedoms, our liberties, rule of law, due process, everything is waning fast. Because nothing is real. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all deception, political correctness, and manufacturing the perception of self-importance and self-preservation for the elite. In other words, there's no value left in anything from work to truth to healthcare to anything that's public or government or big corporation anymore. It's all gone. And this is why we need to decentralize and gain skill sets. So, Vince, if it's okay with you, did you have any comments about some of the articles that I mentioned regarding Russia/Ukraine?
No, just that everybody knows that Hunter Biden was involved with Ukraine and lining the pockets of his family, and that it's been reported widely that he's been involved in selling influence. Like, if you want to talk to, you know, the plagiarist, you have to do certain things. Like, wouldn't it be nice to buy some of this overpriced finger painting that allegedly he has done? You know, meaning Hunter, in order to, you know, buy this piece of art, and I'll see if I can let you talk to Daddy, that kind of a thing. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. It's years ago, when Clinton was in the White House, it used to be selling the Lincoln bedroom. So if you want to, you know, jump up and down on the bed in the Lincoln bedroom at the White House, you would have to make a campaign donation to, give money to the Clinton Foundation. That's what you'd have to do. And it was selling the United States of America. That's what's been done. And it's outrageous. It's treasonous. It's something that we, the little people, wouldn't even think of doing. Back to you.
Yeah, everything's sold to the highest bidder. And that's not capitalism, folks. Most of it's illegal. Most of it's unconstitutional. Most of it's against the law. And it's a real shame. This is why the little people, we have to have conversations. Every church, I know a lot of churches and government organizations and big corporations and institutions and NGOs, I realize even patriot groups, they've all been infiltrated. But you have to bring in speakers. You have to bring in people to discuss ideas and solutions, to discuss Plan Bs. Because we're not even going to have survival, because the powers that be want to eliminate the bottom 93%. And when I say eliminate, I'm not just picking a word here. When you have 64% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, that's called desperation. When people see inflation of needs and deflation of the assets that they worked hard for, and the economy going into the crapper and artificially being propped up and money being printed and given to the elite. And, you know, this is just not going to last very long. Everything's hanging by a thread, and it's a false thread, giving some type of hope. And I don't see it unless the people are willing to stand up to the media propaganda, the subliminal messaging, the professional wordsmithing, the Hegelian dialectic, the false narratives and talking points, the race baiting, the baiting of every group based on the gender you are, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation, your religion, your generation. They don't care who they go after and who they harm. But you have to remember the most important message here, America, and to those listening around the world, is that people are no longer doing their job. We are living in a time, especially in America, where hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and expectations, nothing means anything. And they're literally taking useful idiots who's voting for a certain party, while to their face, calling them useful idiots while insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence, which is degrading, which is disrespectful. You never empower a nation or a group by having people play the victim group status card or demand to lower the bars of expectations and standards, especially when it comes to the protectionist group. And you've heard me say all this, just like the sons of those people, of those politicians I just mentioned. All these people who are basically born on third base, never earned their jobs, that's basically, to decode that, that means they didn't earn their money. But these are the same people using divide and conquer strategies against us, while we stand for principle, stand for truth, and they're demonizing, discrediting, delegitimizing, and demonetizing the people who say the truth, when we're pointing out how they're destroying America by having all of us or certain groups demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. So we reward mediocrity, and we give more of a base to the people who are consolidating power, money, and control. So opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, everything is a law of diminishing returns. Everything that you see is planned. It's by design. So what I'm going to do here, I'm looking at the clock here, folks, and obviously I'm not going to get to everything, but I never do. I'm going to talk a little bit about healthcare, and I just want to give you news. I want you to think about this. This is all published articles in the public domain. No one is making this stuff up. The CDC, child flu deaths continued to mysteriously disappear in 2021 so they can ramp up COVID deaths. How many of these articles from hospitals and physicians are getting incentivized, getting money? You remember last week I mentioned about that, I think his last name was Martinez. He lost his son from the vaccine. His heart doubled in size. He was 16. And FEMA called him to get permission to change the diagnosis to a COVID death. This is what they do. It's all phony numbers. It's all fake. It's all to sell the narrative. That's what they do. Okay, I got to stop going off into tangents here. CDC Director Walensky admits she found out vaccines were effective by watching CNN. Now, you can't make this stuff up. This is either beyond stupid, beyond bought and paid for, beyond blackmailed, beyond threatened. Can you imagine the CDC director, by the way, a private corporation, saying that she found out that vaccines were compromised after watching CNN, or were so-called effective, which we all know safe and effective are just politically correct buzzwords right now. Everybody, every baby in the forest knows this. Next, quote, greatest fraud in history. Doctors are suing the federal government over the COVID vaccine. Next, scientific finding. People under 50 are more likely to die from COVID-19 vaccines than from the disease itself. That's a no-brainer. That's a soft sell. How many articles have we given of so many people who've died from everything, losing their immune system? Remember, even insurance companies, I think I even have an article I'm going to mention later on in this program if I have time, about insurance companies. Remember, one of the main articles from insurance companies that broke in the last month or two was that people 18 to 64, which is America's healthiest population, had a 40%+ increase in mortality. No different patient types, no different skin pigmentations, no different genders. Basically, that was an overall case study. Because these people rely on money. They rely on time leverage. They rely on statistics and data. So this information leaks out, and it's pretty accurate. Next, French court rules vaccine death like a suicide, so insurance companies won't pay out. Remember, everything that happens in Europe is at least a beta test before it comes here. I want you to think about the implications. So if vaccine deaths are like suicide, basically the court's ruling that people are too stupid or give up, so the insurance companies won't pay out. We've heard about this before. We'll be right back.
Trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And again, I always appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right where so many soldiers fought, bled, and died for these freedoms. Okay, next article. Vaccines cause worst ever excess mortality in history. There's no doubt about that. Next, 61,000 excess deaths for millennials. Now, again, this is not just for millennials. Remember the articles from insurance companies I just referred to, 18 to 64 years old, mortality up 64%. Never mind morbidities and debilitations and just people who don't even will never get their lives back. Next, Fauci owns patent on HIV insertion, GP120. Look, folks, we've given so many of these articles about how he pays himself with your tax dollars and owns patents for his own personal benefit. Next, Naomi Wolf confirms Big Pharma was adding varying amounts of active ingredient to batches of COVID vaccine. Now, this basically, this really isn't anything new. It's just basically a confirmation of many articles that we've had. We've talked about different batches and different lots being more lethal than others. And everybody who took it is hoping they took a placebo. But The fact that all this information is out, it's proven, there's receipts, and no one is being arrested. That just shows how corrupt the whole system is. Next, heed this warning, folks.
Hold on one second. So remember when people were putting hypodermic needles in movie theater seats and someone would sit down and get stuck in the rear by a hypodermic needle and people were arrested and jailed and imprisoned for that kind of terror? Remember that? I'm talking a couple decades ago.
Well, I remember people would be arrested if they had AIDS and they were purposely transmitting it to other people.
Right. So why is that any different from what Big Pharma is doing wholesale to the world?
It's not. Look,
right.
I've discussed the agenda in great detail, and one of the agenda-driven objectives is population control. This is why they're getting away with this, because the whole system is so corrupt that we have no accountability. Nothing is legitimate at this point in time. And if people were doing it, it goes back to people delegitimizing work. They want things like MMT and Universal Basic Income, UBI. They basically want to make sure that the elite have all the natural resources, all the fun, all the great jobs, and everybody else are slaves, and that's only for the ones that's going to survive. That's what they want. Okay, let me move on here because we're going to get music here in a minute. Sign at Virginia Pediatrics Office to student athletes. When we were in school, we had to get a checkup. It was, you know, basically you coughed and, you know, maybe you peed in a cup or something. It was pretty simple. I mean, you could be half dead and pass it. But now they have a sign that says, COVID vaccination affects your heart. If you received doses of any of the COVID shot, you will not be cleared without lab work. So are they going to use the D-dimer test to show the blood clots in the small capillaries? I don't know. But obviously, probably someone's going to come in here and either bribe or blackmail this facility. I wouldn't doubt it one bit. But this is what's happening. When you have, just like the article I mentioned earlier, where French courts ruling that vaccine death is like suicide and insurance companies are no longer accountable. Well, what happens when your son or daughter goes to school, joins a sport, and gets a heart attack, blood clots, stroke, brain aneurysms, lung embolisms, their immune system crashes? What happens? Who's liable? Well, obviously, it's not Big Pharma. Okay, I hear the music. Let me move on with a couple more articles. Britain experiencing COVID infection rise again with 90% of deaths occurring in the vaccinated. Vaccinated, 90%. Thailand pays out $45 million to 16,000 people following COVID-19 vaccine adverse reactions. Look, people are getting caught. They're backtracking. They're covering their butts for liability, immunity, and plausible deniability.
Now, stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, "No war, Russians against the war." In Russian, it read, "Stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here." United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On Monday, the Florida State Senate unanimously passed a record-breaking $112 billion state budget proposal that includes a pay raise for state workers, rewards for school districts that did not impose mask mandates, and a one-month gas tax suspension. American astronaut Mark Vandehei, who on Tuesday breaks a U.S. single spaceflight record of 340 days, is set to leave with two Russians aboard a Soyuz capsule for a touchdown in Kazakhstan on March 30th. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doubles down on his call for the people of Russia to remove their war criminal leader. Mr. Graham on Newsmax last night.
I think what's reckless is let Putin get away with being the largest war criminal in the 21st century. I think it's reckless to believe that you can allow Putin to win in the Ukraine and China will not invade Taiwan. I think it's reckless to let the Iranians believe we don't have the resolve to stop their nuclear ambitions. The most provocative thing you can do in the face of aggression and the bad guy is to appear weak. And on Biden's watch, it seems like every bad guy in the world is in the mode of taking all they can while they can. So, yes, I want Putin to go. I want the Russian people to take him down. I'm not advocating American ground forces in Ukraine or Russia, but I am advocating that the Russian people fix the problem. I am convinced, and if you disagree with me, great. The world would be better off without Putin. He deserves to go either through some judicial process or just take him out.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fox. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Chris, if you don't think things are really serious, I just have a couple facts for you here. So Lindley and Bert live in Silicon Valley. Los Gatos is part of Silicon Valley, Los Gatos, California. Current gas prices, the lowest gas prices in Los Gatos, California, right now, according to Gas Buddy, $6.19 a gallon, $6.19 per gallon. and the top seven. So the lowest was 619, and the highest of the low is $6.99 a gallon. Those are the least expensive, seven least expensive gas stations. So I just gave you the first and the seventh. $6.99 a gallon. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I'm going to rattle off. We're in the last less than half an hour of the broadcast, so I'm going to rattle off a bunch more articles. And before I do, remember all these people, and Mitt Romney, he calls himself a Republican. We all know he's a rhino, neocon, traitor. And, you know, when you hear these people calling for war, we have to look back at their history. Now, I don't have this article in front of me, but I think I remember mentioning this a few years ago, and it needs to be verified. And when I say that, it's because I don't have it in front of me. But I believe Mitt Romney got, like, major deferments from attending the Vietnam War, like, four times. That needs to be, for those of you who are listening and on other independent news broadcast today, please go ahead and verify that. I'm pretty sure that's the case. But keep in mind, every person pushing war has underground bunkers and hordes of caches of food and some sort of money for commerce. And they basically are doing what they always do. They let the little people, through propaganda and selling narratives, fight for them, for their own personal wealth, benefits, and agendas. Okay, that being said, I'm moving on. I'm going to go quick because of time. Project Veritas. I'm sure everybody on this broadcast, because I know most people here are readers and researchers and verify, they saw the video of the New York Times reporter talking about January 6th media coverage being over the top, and quote, there were a ton of FBI informants among the people. That means it was planned and designed. We've given so much evidence of this. I'm blue in the face and out of breath talking about it. Next, prosecution without defense. January 6th, Guy Reffitt found guilty on all five felony charges after the FBI wired his kid to record him at home. Please verify. I know you think I'm making that one up. Next, Pelosi refuses to hand over emails and videos from January 6th claiming sovereign immunity. Can you imagine calling all these people on crimes and having them arrested without due process, without anything, and she's refusing to hand over evidence? Who arrests people without due process, without evidence? Well, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, that's why. And Nancy Pelosi's not out of the news. This is titled The Dumbest Statement Yet. Nancy Pelosi argues spending trillions help lower national debt. That's right. Spending trillions helps lower national debt. And, of course, global inflation is Putin's fault. You can't make this kind of idiocy up, folks. It doesn't even deserve a comment. Next, Austria suspends law forcing all adults to have COVID jabs and admits the encroachment of fundamental rights is not justified. Well, Austria and all you other countries who have forced this on the people, made people lose their jobs, demand to lower the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. All these things that you've done, you need to be accountable. And that's why we need Nuremberg too. Next, false flag watch. U.S. Intel officials warn Putin could nuke a Ukrainian city. That's what that means, folks. That's what a false flag is. Because the powers that be, whether it be, I'm not saying it's going to be the UN, I'm not saying it's going to be NATO, I'm not saying it's going to be Ukrainian neo-Nazis, we don't know. But the powers that be, through bribes, through blackmail, through threats, could set off nukes in order to keep this war going and make sure that the elite children who are working in Ukraine don't get certain information out to the public. Next, we have a president and a vice president representing the United States at the most important time in history who are physically and mentally challenged. These are quotes and paraphrases from President Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump, you're not wrong. However, you didn't basically finish that statement. and blackmail. It's not just mentally and physically incompetent. They have literally sold out our country. Next, there's a lot of young, healthy servicemen suddenly dying in their bunks, and the military won't talk about it. What do you think that is, folks? We've been talking about it for over a year and a half. We know the answer. Next, Biden wants to create digital U.S. dollar crypto executive order. Folks, as I've mentioned before, and I touched on it today, anything that's centralized will make sure that the bottom 93% of income earners don't have a life at all, under any circumstance, in any context. Next, court gives green light for German government to spy on populist party. The beta tests start in Europe, and then they come here. This is basically treason. It's sedition. It's illegal. It's against the Geneva Convention. It's against every law in our Constitution, just so you know. Next, House passes massive $1.5 trillion omnibus bill or spending package, nearly 3,000 pages bill released just hours before the vote at a 1:30 a.m. meeting. You see how they do this, folks? You are being used. You are being played. You're basically underwriting big government corruption and overreach. And this is why some of the ideas and solutions Vince and I talked about today was to have, at the very most, a five-page bill so all these idiots in Washington can actually read it and understand it. Next, Democrats pass, oh, here we go again, $1.5 trillion bill that includes border security for eight other countries. For eight other countries, but not for the United States. That's called practice with your priest laws. Remember, I talked about that many times. If we had it, this wouldn't occur. We are being sold down the river. We're being taken out. Sold out. This is a takeover. You've heard me mention these terms many times. Next, Costco runs out of emergency food kits. Costco, the big box store, China goods, ran out of emergency food kits. What does that tell you? Look, we've been saying this for years. Have grow a garden, raise some animals, buy pasta, beans, and rice dehydrated. You can get thousands of pounds for pennies. Go to Infowars.com and go to their store and buy their food that's sealed and dehydrated. You got to do it, folks. If you haven't done it by now, you're crazy. Jesse Smollett's sister says, I'm going to quote here so it doesn't get taken out of context, you don't have to believe in his innocence to believe he should be free. What comes to your mind, stupidity or lack of accountability? I think we can throw in a few more words, but I don't have the time. Next, New York City Education Department. We support gay pornography in public schools. Yes, that silence was for effect, folks. This is what happens when you don't speak up. This is what happens when you go with years of being politically correct. This is what happens when you're afraid to be called a name, like controversial racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theory. This is what happens when you don't have the courage to tell the truth because you don't want to be disliked. This is what happens when you allow the delegitimization of work and certain groups feeling entitled to play the victim group status card and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when the same people demand no protection of rights or restitution under the rule of law and change the rule of law with precedence while you're giving free lunch to the elite and enabling and protecting the most corrupt in the country and the world. That's what happens when you don't speak up. That's why we're here. Next, crisis actors pretending to be dead Ukrainians can't keep still, and Fox News talking heads can't stop lying. I saw the video. They were literally, Fox News was doing a piece on the dead Ukrainians in body bags, and the body bags were moving because the wind was blowing it up. People were coming in and recovering the person. You can't make this stuff up. This is why anything the mainstream media, including Fox, including Newsmax, who sold out, you cannot believe a word they say. They are all about propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. 100%. It's not 99% anymore. It is now 100%. I mean, you have exceptions like Tucker Carlson, of course, but that is the exception and definitely not the rule. Next, and just like that, DuckDuckGo becomes Google. One-time free search engine now downranks conservative content. So who in DuckDuckGo at the very top has been bribed, blackmailed, or threatened? That's the question you need to ask. And there's a, apparently there's, we've talked about this before, the search engine Brave, B-R-A-V-E, Brave, opposite of coward, Brave, is promising uncensored search as DuckDuckGo goes woke. And I've used Brave before. It gets sabotaged a lot. Everything gets sabotaged. Just like last week when we were, when you were taken off the air for like 5-10 minutes, Vince. And I'm not on the internet during our live broadcasts. I am not. Because when I was years ago, they would sabotage, they would take it down, they'd basically take off my mute button, they would do all this stuff. So this is why I'm never on the internet while I am live on the air. Vince, I know we only have one short segment after the upcoming break. Do you have any comments on some of the Twilight Zone articles that I just went through?
Of course. Rich mentioned don't believe anything that you hear in the news or read. And I'd like to extend that to don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media, including USA Progress. Number two, I had written a bill that should be before all government agencies. And that bill is that and this is a bill that should become law in every city, state, hamlet, and including the federal government. Every government person who votes on any bill must fully read and fully understand every word before they vote on a bill or be imprisoned for a minimum of 10 years. That is one thing that's one bill that I believe should become law. And I've been saying that for probably close to 11 years now. And about homophobes, I am a homophobe because they carry diseases and they want to extend their perversion to everyone that they can.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, tomorrow with Gwyneth, I'm going to be doing a special report on failed brake parts. Failed brake parts from China. You don't want to miss this because the cars in front of you, behind you, alongside of you might have these defective parts installed by service stations and service centers. Rich, back to you. Did I lose Rich?
Yeah, Rich, you okay. There? Can you hear me now, Vince?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, but I was playing my air banjo and I wasn't done with the last verse yet, so pardon me. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in around the world, and we hope that we make a difference for a lot of reasons, and our main objective at this point in time in history is to wake as many people up as possible. And I do believe it's working because the even without us and the totalitarian attacks and the fake buzzwords, the judges, lawyers, bankers, politicians, the government workers, basically so-called journalists, they've openly, basically overtly betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their profession. So people are looking for Plan Bs dramatically. Vince, I'm going to give you the choice. I can either do my high jumper analogy in the last couple minutes, or you can comment on going back to basics that I talked about in the beginning of the broadcast regarding food, water, shelter, and energy.
Let's go back.
What would you like to do?
Let's go back to basics. And class, here's something very important. You need. We've been saying this for years. No change in our tune whatsoever. You need to be responsible for your own actions. You need to take care of yourself and your family. That being said, wheat exports from Russia and Ukraine have stopped. Oil imports from Russia have been banned. The prices are going to go really, really high. There was a video that Greg Lesher sent me, and it was this trucker absolutely really furious because he was filling up his 18-wheeler and it cost over $1,000 to fill up his fuel tank with diesel. Over $1,000. So the truckers are going to pass the extra costs on to the end customer, and you're going to be paying more for everything. And if you believe the numbers that 7.5% inflation, that's absolute nonsense, because if you look at it, Regular gas, current price across the nation is $4.32. Regular gas. A year ago was $2.86. That's a 66% price increase in 1 year. 66%. So the numbers are, you're being lied to. Meat, everything's getting more expensive. And that's nothing because the extra fuel costs haven't been priced in. The lack of fertilizer hasn't been priced in. Farmers are going to grow less. So everything, supply and demand actually is true. So with less supply, you're going to have higher prices. The bottom line is you need to start your seeds right now. You can get some styrofoam cups. You can use whatever you have, even a shoebox, and you can put dividers in the shoebox, some soil, and start some seeds in containers at your house or apartment right now. And you can transplant them into buckets or into your garden later, but you need to start growing your seeds right now. And then use seeds that are heirloom seeds that you can save, because seeds are going to be really expensive. Food is going to be really, really expensive. And people are going to have a choice. Do they buy their medicine? Do they wean themselves off their medicine so they don't have to buy the medicine? Or are they going to pay the rent? Or are they going to pay the mortgage? Or are they going to pay the car payment? Or are they going to buy food? Which, or heat? Or electricity? Which of those necessities are they going to keep, and which ones are they going to throw overboard? That's where we are, and it's going to get worse. And my opinion is it's the same as it's been for a long time. We're not getting out of this for 20 years, if at all. Rich?
Well, 100%. I mean, that's why I give statistics on math, on people living paycheck to paycheck. You know, we've been groomed to not have skill sets. We've been groomed to basically fight each other. Chaos, infighting. You know, stick up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, when we're not looking at the most important thing. Every job in America, especially big government, especially corporations, any government, people are not earning their job. Basically, we have lowered the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for pretty much every job in this country. There's no more value. And when people don't do their job because they're loyal to the elite class who gave them that job when they know they didn't earn it, this is what we get. So there's no more the skill sets for survival. Is at the lowest it's ever been in the history of America. And this is why suicide is up, drug use is up, obesity is up. Every form and unit of measure of despair is going in the wrong direction. Vince, last word?
You know, yesterday I helped my son on a road call, and he was putting a battery in a vehicle that just wouldn't start. And the list price of a battery for an American vehicle is about $189. That's without, you know, road call service. Of course, my son did it for way, way less than that. But can you imagine a car battery at $200? That's where they are. They really are. They used to be, in the 70s, $19.99. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.